Yes, Jahar Tsarnaev's attorneys admit that he participated in the Boston Marathon bombings, depositing a homemade bomb on Boylston Street that killed Lingzi Liu and Martin Richard. But the charges against him go beyond that. The government has also linked Tsarnaev to the death of Crystal Campbell, who was killed by a bomb placed by Jahar's deceased brother, Tamerlan. And the government says Jahar played a key role in the murder of MIT police officer Sean Collier, who was fatally shot 3 days after the marathon bombings. According to the defense, those claims are debatable. Throughout the trial, Tsarnaev's attorneys have cast Tamerlan as the bomb maker in chief. And they contend it was Tamerlan who killed Collier in his patrol car, not Jahar. As we await a verdict, it seems clear that Tsarnaev will be found guilty of a number of heinous crimes. But if, after weighing the 30 counts against him, jurors decide to say not guilty to one or two, it could help Tsarnaev avoid the death penalty when the trial moves on to the sentencing phase. In other words, the stakes are very, very high. If jurors are taking their time, maybe it just means they're taking their job seriously. Reporting from the Moakley Courthouse, Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.